Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Time now for the Remembrance Project, our series from writer Alyssa Eli about ordinary people who lived extraordinary lives. And today, she brings us the unlikely love story of a Concord couple that began thousands of miles away.
In the summer of 1945, Irina Schweitzerova was biking with a friend in Pilsen, Czechoslovakia, when a Jeep pulled up next to them. Irina was 21, energetically bent over her friend's broken bike chain. Reinhold Schumann was a lieutenant colonel, offering to help. When she refused, they said goodbye. But by the luck of life, they met later that day on a nearby lakeshore. Irina spoke no English. The lieutenant spoke no Czech. But he recognized fate when it cycled past him, and in their mutual German, invited her to an officer's dinner dance that night.
She was an hour late, and my dad waited for her the entire hour, and my dad was an extremely punctual man.
Irina's daughter Edie grew up with the family story.
She wanted to see what dinner at this hotel was like. Like I said, she was a very curious person.
5 dates followed before Reinhold returned to the United States. Their correspondence, written on onion-skin paper in Irina's determined, ever-improving English, lasted for 3 years.
They had a start that I'll never know, which was a sweet start and a young start where you're willing to venture maybe everything.
Irina had wanted to be a chemist or a botanist, but the universities were shut down. Living on wartime rations, life in Pilsen was hard. Reinhold's letters were visions of an alternative hope when they arrived.
It was a very tenuous time, and I saw that in her letters. So March 8th, my sweet, I didn't receive during the week 1 letter, and last week I sent you 4 letters. I'm afraid I know that my letters are now being censored and perhaps will not go so quickly.
After his proposal, Irina began to gather the reams of documents she needed for immigration. It took a year, a daunting year, with time to mull every hazard. Government officials warned that a reckless fiancé would abandon her. They warned that a heartless America would force her into prostitution. As a war bride, she was leaping with no guarantee of landing. Finally, she was granted a visitor's visa. It would expire in 3 months if she didn't marry.
Darling Reinhold, I enjoy my sweet so much, my sweet being my dad, and I dream so much of you.
On October 16th, 1948, Irina wed Reinhold in a church outside Harvard Square. It was 3 years since they had first met, more than 3,000 miles away.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Irina Schumann, who died last November. She was 91 years old. The Remembrance Project is a series from the WBUR iLab, and if you'd like to suggest a loved one for Remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.